This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story here of interest to those who've bumped up the number of hours they have spent on Netflix or HBO Max, or especially this past weekend, Disney Plus. The Writers Guild of America has reached a tentative deal with the big Hollywood studios after a month and a half of Zoom negotiations. One of the big sticking points? Streaming, because it has been both a blessing and a curse for Hollywood writers. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
We're living in what's being called the golden age of television. Thanks to an array of streaming platforms, there are more TV shows than ever and more opportunities for talented and diverse new writers. It's also easy to stream old favorites, Mad Men, Sex and the City, The Sopranos. But for a lot of writers, there's the ongoing issue of residuals, money they get every time a show is rerun. Consider NBC's The Office.
All right, everybody. There has been a lot of name calling against our office today. Corporate maligning, slurring, much of it coming from one of you, who claims that prison is better than here.
Danny Kravitz, a screenwriter who teaches at Columbia College Chicago, says when a show like that gets rerun on your local TV station,
every time you're watching that, some distributor had to pay money for you to watch that again, and that money is getting broken down and, you know, distributed to the people who created it.
But when a show goes on a streaming platform like Netflix, it's a
one-time deal. One-time deal. And again, they try to account for some of what that back end would be, but you're not going to have those huge hits.
And they would be huge because up until last year, The Office was the most watched show on Netflix, which brings up another issue with streaming. Unlike traditional TV, platforms like Netflix don't release ratings, and it makes it harder for writers to negotiate new contracts based on how popular their product is. Tim Hanlon is a media analyst with the Vertier Group.
Television measurement was relatively simple back in the day when there were less choices. And the technology needs to catch up with how increasingly complicated the delivery and the viewership of television has become.
The Writers Guild of America has now reached a tentative new agreement with content producers. Its terms haven't been made public, but reportedly include an increase in streaming residuals. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.